You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Heil Business Machines, preferred copier provider of the Cleveland Browns, who know that every day is game day in your office. Call 216-485-2000 or visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here, Gibbs as well. We're going to hear from one of the elder statesmen of this team, a Pro Bowler eight times over, Joe Thomas, who spoke with the media following practice.
You'll do anything for a day off, huh?
Should have pulled it at the beginning of practice, so that's more than two plays.
What happened? What happened there?
I just got the knee rolled up and went inside for more of a cautionary thing than anything, just to make sure everything was fine. And just kind of a minor little ding more than anything, but should be back in a couple days.
Could hear you scream though. I mean, were you concerned?
Well, when you got 700 pounds falling on your leg, you're pretty concerned. But once I got up, I knew it wasn't too bad.
So, is everything fine, Joe? Everything check out?
Yeah. I mean, it's just more or less a bump and a bruise that is typical of every training camp. So, a couple days off, and should be back ready to go.
What happened to Alex last year? What went through your head?
Sorry, what was that?
After what happened with Alex last year, what went through your head?
Well, it's one of those things when you get rolled up, it just happens so quick you don't really think of anything until you have a chance to kind of give a self-assessment and make sure everything's still pieced together appropriately. And by the time I got up, I've been hurt enough to know when you're really hurt and when you're okay. And I knew pretty quick I was okay.
Joe, would this change the schedule of, you need to even play in the four preseason games, and as a precaution, might you readjust that schedule?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I've got enough confidence in myself. I don't feel like I have to play, but I like to play. I want to go out there and be with my line mates and be out there helping Josh and doing everything I can, because I think if I'm healthy, it's only fair to those guys to be out there giving my best, because I think I'm one of the better linemen on our group and one of the best five that can help the guys around us play as well as they need to play, because there's plenty of guys that are always fighting for a job, and to me, you always want the ones out there together if you can.
So do you think you'll play Thursday night?
I'm not sure. We haven't had that conversation, but if it was a game that mattered, I'd be there, but as a preseason game, I guess it's to be determined still.
Have you had other scares like this before?
Yeah, it's just about every year you get rolled up, but it's not always that the media and the fans are at practice where they can diagnose everything. And a lot of times stuff like that will happen in a game. You'll come to the sideline and say, hey, it feels okay. And the trainer's like, all right, well, if you can play the rest of the game, great. And then we'll look at it after the game. And then you've got two or three days to kind of decide how bad it is. But it's just in training camp. It's kind of an immediate analysis because of the amount of coverage that training camp practices get.
Joe, when Cal Ripken had his famous consecutive inning streak, it became like a burden to him.
Uh-huh.
Is that streak of never missing a snap that important, that it pressures you to keep playing through things?
I don't think it's more important to me than just the pride that I have of being out there with my line mates and doing what I can to try to help my team win. So that's really the pressure that I feel. Not necessarily any individual streak.
Is it important enough, though, that you might be a little more cautious in preseason to make sure you're...
I wouldn't say that, because I think I'm already cautious in preseason. I think everyone is. That's more established. They kind of know when the real money is made during the season.
Hey, Joe, how good do you think this offensive line is, because you got a historical look at it since you've been here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're making progress. I think we can be really good. I don't think we're there yet. I think it's too early in training camp to say, but certainly I think we've got the pieces. We've got a nice mix of veteran guys that have been around a long time and younger guys that bring energy, and I think we can be a good line. I don't see any weaknesses, but it's a matter of going out and performing and continuing to improve and mesh through training camp.
Josh, year nine for you, is it still as fun for you as, I don't know, I'm sure training camp isn't, but fun?
Yeah. It's fun in a different way. There's fun in training camp when you look hard. And as a rookie, you find fun in different things, but as a veteran, those things change. So the enjoyment that I get now, more than anything in training camp, is helping teach and coach the young guys, specifically Cam Irving and Mike Bowie. That's what's fun to me, because you can give them a tip on a Tuesday and they can come out Wednesday and look vastly better and improved. And you can tell them maybe something that a lot of people wouldn't think about, or maybe a coach doesn't have time to discuss the minute detail of one thing. And to be able to share that wisdom is the enjoyment I get in training.
Well, Kenton said before camp that he wants to find out what the identity of his offense is in training camp. Do we know anything yet? We know that you want to run the ball,
We don't know anything yet. We definitely need some more live situations. Training camp practices are great, but it's all broken down into individual drills, and you know, you line up there and it's run period. Everything's scripted for the defense and the offense, and you're just running into each other. You need some real football to be able to determine if we're going to be good or not at any certain thing.
How did they know that?
What are your early impressions of Mark Line? Seems to, you know, comes in here. He's never made the playoffs either. And he seems to have a bit of an urgency about him. And is that with you guys too, or just with us?
I've enjoyed having Brian. Anytime you bring a kid that's from Ohio that grew up a Browns fan, I think they've got a little bit more urgency of turning this thing around. And you can see how important it is to Brian from the first day that he got here.
Joe, how did they determine yesterday that you didn't need the MRI? I mean, my goodness, you're Joe Thomas.
Yeah.
I think that they would want to do something.
Yeah. Well, it always really comes down to the player if they want it. And I've had three MCL tears in my career, and so I know the severity of what it feels like and how it happens. And, you know, I've had two high ankle sprains, so you kind of know your body after a while, and then but when they look at it and they see there's not swelling and, you know, there's minimal pain and you can do certain exercises, that's kind of how they determine. And then really then it's up to the player. If the player says they want an MRI, they'll get it. But if there's not a lot of concern, then a lot of times you can just say, I'm fine.
How do you play through all that? You just
suck it up.
You just throw it out there. I mean, a lot of guys, they would miss significant time with those type of injuries. How have you played through that?
I would say the great part about being a lineman is you need to be quick and fast, but you don't need to be that quick and fast. So if you lose a little bit because you're hurt, it doesn't hurt you that bad. You can make it up with technique.
Joe, when you have a scare like that and you talk about the stuff you pushed through before, do you reflect on kind of how special it is to be in every game of your career and to play every snap?
You know, I try not to waste too much time reflecting on things yet. I figured hopefully I'll have enough time when I'm retired to reflect on my career and what has or has not happened.
Were those three MCL tears all of
them? That's Pro Bowl left tackle Joe Thomas with some great quotes in there. You suck it up. You're a lineman. That's what you do. And a true Iron Man in the NFL at a time when it is very difficult to be. So when we come back, we're going to dip into the mailbag. We've got a lot of questions using the hashtag AskCBD. Matt and I will answer those as we wrap things up here on this hump day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.